Hey, welcome to E21 Give Sports. Today we'll be talking about the NBA and the MLB. The sources can report that the Portland Trailblazers have traded Evan Turner to the Atlanta Hawks for Kent Bazemore. Turner, who was a former number 2 overall for the pick for the Philadelphia 76ers, spent the past three seasons with Blazers. Bazemore has been with Atlanta for the past 5 seasons, making him the longest tenured current Hawk before the trade. At 29 years old, Bazemore had been the third oldest member of the Hawks behind Vince Carter, 42, and Miles Plumlee, 30. You know your team's young when Miles Plumlee, 30 years old, is your second oldest player. Turner averaged 6.8 points, 4.5 rebounds, and 3.9 assists while mostly playing as a reserve. Bazemore averaged 11.6 points per game, 3.9 rebounds, and 2.3 assists while shooting 32% from three in the season. Next is the New York Knicks have been fined $50,000 for banning the Daily News. The NBA fined the New York Knicks $5,000 on Monday for violating the league's rules regarding equal access for media by not giving the Daily News a spot in the post-draft news conference on Friday. The rest of the New York media was invited to a news conference to introduce draft picks RJ Barrett and, sorry, I don't know how to pronounce this, Ignas Brazadix. They had a statement that said, "The Knicks acknowledged that we do not comply with the NBA media's policy and made an error in interpreting Friday's announcement as an invite-only event. As we do throughout the year, we have and will continue to provide access to credentialed media as per the league's policy." The Professional Basketball Writers Association said in a statement that it was unprofessional and unacceptable. They continue to say, James Dolan, the owner of the Knicks franchise, previously had said that barring Daily News employees from media availabilities sends the Daily News a message. In reality, the only message that he is sending is that he is a bully who retaliates against legitimate news outlets that publishes content he dislikes. This was not the first incident where they have been barred from a news conference. In December, after the newspaper ran this headline, "Do It," on a story about Dolan potentially selling the team, Daily News columnist Stefan Bondi was not allowed to attend a news conference with Knicks president Steve Mills. When asked by the paper why Bondi was banned, a representative for the team said, "It was invitational only. There's nothing to add." One of my favorite things about the press conference the other day was that a reporter asked RJ Barrett, it went something along the lines of, do you feel stressed and do you feel like you have to carry this team? RJ Barrett responded with the perfect thing that I've heard. "I haven't even played a game. Talk to me when I play," while laughing. And then Fizdale said, "Welcome to New York, man." Now we'll talk about the draft. I know it's been four days since the draft. But the top three picks were, as everyone knew it was Zion Williamson, Ja Morant, RJ Barrett. The fourth pick was DeAndre Hunter, which I was kind of surprised about. I thought that Cam Reddish was good enough to go number 4, but he didn't go until number 10. Another thing that surprised me was Nasir Little, who fell all the way to 25 with the Portland Trailblazers. I thought he would at least go in the top 15. Cam Reddish went to 10 to the Atlanta Hawks, which I thought was a far fall off from how good he is. Nothing else is surprising. The top 10 was Zion, Ja Morant, RJ Barrett, DeAndre Hunter, Darius Garland, Jarrett Culver, Kobe White, Jackson Hayes, Roy Hashimura, and Cam Reddish. That I wasn't really surprised about. DeAndre Hunter, Darius Garland, I was not surprised about. DeAndre Hunter I was, because I thought he wouldn't go until number 6, because I thought that he would go all that. There was a lot of trades. The Phoenix Suns traded away Jarrett Culver to, I forget who, I think... Yeah, I didn't really see, but the second round was not really anything special. No one really fell that far into the second round. The Knicks got Kyle Guy with that pick, which I think they traded to, I don't know. There was a lot of trades going on. I'm looking at the draft thing and it has little indents for who was traded, and it's just so many guys I can't even figure out. The Suns tanked the whole season just to get Dario Saric. They tanked the whole way just to get Dario Saric is what I thought I saw. Because let me see, the Suns, it's two stars. Yeah, they traded the rights to Minnesota, and Dario Saric was on the Minnesota, and I'm looking it up right now just to check, just to make sure. Yeah, he was traded. He said, "I'm happy about the trade. I didn't get a fair chance in Minnesota." So yeah, they tanked the whole season. They thought they were gonna have a chance at Zion, John Morant and RJ Barrett, but instead they got Dario Saric. For all of that tanking, they got a decent player when they could have had a great player. Now, this next thing is probably a hot take, but I think that Zion Williamson will struggle in his first 10 games or so. I would love to be proven wrong. I hope he proves it wrong, but I just don't think that he's gonna come out of the gates dunking on everyone, being with the top player that he was in college, because he was a man among boys in college. Now he's a man among men. He's 6'8", 6'10", I think, 6'8 to 6'10", 260 in college, and now that's a normal in the NBA. That's not even that big. But now moving on to the MLB. Actually, sorry, going back. RJ Barrett and Ja Morant, I think they could have a great career where they are, because the Knicks could get Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant in this next thing. And there was this report that KD and Kyrie have reportedly met twice to discuss their continued their careers on the same team. League executive also says Kevin Durant is really pissed off at the Warriors following his Achilles injury. Per Rick Boucher, same thing. Now moving on to the next thing, an old-timer's day in the Bronx. The Yankees put a powerful stamp on the franchise record books. For a record-setting 26 consecutive games, the Yankees have hit at least one home run. When third baseman TJ LeMahieu's fifth inning 3-1 shot got up just over right field wall Sunday afternoon, the 2019 Yankees broke a tie with the 1941 Yankees, who held the old franchise record of 25 straight games. Luke Voit said, "Guys are putting together good at-bats, and that's what's great about this team. We get hit a home run at any point. It doesn't matter who's pitching. If it's the first inning or last inning, it's pretty cool, and DJ's been hot right now." Aaron Boone said, "We've got a great lineup and a lot of guys that can hurt you. It's in a lot of ways than one that we're built. We do a really great job, and especially in this ballpark, and especially our right-handed hitters, of being able to use the entire field, which, when you play here, is important if you're going to hit for consistent powers. And our guys, for the most part, really do that well." Up next to this year's Bronx Bombers is the Major League Home Run Hitting Streak, which stands at 27 for the Major League Home Run Hitting Streak. If they hit just one home run in today's game against the Toronto Blue Jays, the Yankees can tie that mark, which was set by the 2002 Texas Rangers. Last season, the Yankees set a separate Major League home run hitting record. Their 267 are the most hit by a team in a single season. Earlier Sunday, Yankees Hall of Fame closer Rivera went 0 for 3 as a hitter during his 19-year big league career, hit his own home run. The pitchers inside the park to center was a memorial moment in this year's old-timers game, his first as a retired player. Mariano Rivera said, I didn't know those bases were that long, that far. It was like, come on, put these bases closer. Well, thanks for listening to E21Go Sports. You could subscribe to us on YouTube and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at E21Go Sports. I'm trying to set up live streams now because it's in the summer. There's going to be a lot more episodes. There's going to be an episode tomorrow and the day after that for a couple of days. Well, thanks for listening. As always, I'm Easton Durant, and we'll see you in tomorrow's episode. Thank you.